behind every door. I've been around this world and it's rotten to the core. Hey, I don't know that much, but I know about keeping score. I got a face of gold, I got a heart of coal, but baby, that's my cross to bear. I won't take you back. 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 I won't take you back.
Have you ever been to extended family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf,
doing crafts,
and my friends,
and gardening.
I like doing everything at EAF. We just love Extend a Family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Baggett Street, for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to extended family. Come and have some fun.
If you are a student who has experienced sexual violence or intimate partner violence, IPV, the Sexual Violence Prevention and Response Service, SVPRS, is here for you. We offer confidential, non-judgmental support to help you navigate your options and connect with the resources you want. We can help with accessing on and off-campus supports, academic considerations, safety planning, and information on next steps or complaint processes. Looking for workshops or training on consent and sexual violence prevention? We offer those too. Whether you want to build awareness or learn how to support others, we've got programs for you. Have a look at our website by visiting www.queensu.ca/sexual-violence-support. Meeting with us won't trigger a complaint or an investigation. It's all about what you need. You can access our services at any point in your academic journey, and no referral is needed. To contact us, email bjl7@queensu.ca, and an advisor will get in touch with you. You are not alone. We believe you.
I wake up feeling nothing, camouflage the waving sky. I sit at my piano, wonder the while we're by. In the lilacs drink the water, in the lilacs die. In the lilacs drink the water, marking the slow, slow, slow passing of time. I get so angry, baby, at something you might say. I dream about an awful stranger, work my way through the day. I run it like a silent movie, I run it like a violent song. I run it like a voice compelling, so right I can't be.
This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call for Valentine's Day, Friday, February 14th, 2025. That was Waxahachie with Lilacs. Prior to that, we had another kind of country-inspired track, Take You Back, the Iron Hoof Count Call by Orville Peck off the phenomenal album Pony. We heard a little bit more contemporaneous music with Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather, a song that, and I mean this in a complimentary way, sounds nothing like anything else Billie Eilish has done, and I think it's really nice. Of course, I'm pop biased. If you listen to my Best of 2024, you'll know that's the case, but I think that's a really sweet song. We had The Magnetic Fields, The Book of Love, The Mountain Goats, Love, 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 R.E.M., Strange Currencies, Sufjan Stevens, Mystery of Love, and we kicked it all off with an all-time classic, Silver Jews and Random Rules. And if you're in that loving mood, you've got that loving feeling, then folks, why don't you head out to Slow Dance tonight at the Grad Club? I believe doors are 7 or 8. Either way, you can find the information online. Slow Dance is always a blast. There'll be plenty of CFRC folks and alumnus there. It's just a fantastic way to spend Love Day and to spend a Friday night. Okay, we've beaten around the bush long enough. It's time to talk Super Bowl. Now, during last week's Indie Wake Up Call, I was kind of looking at the two teams and comparing where they stand, who had the edge with key matchups. So coaching, quarterback, running back, receiver, offensive line, defensive line, linebacker, secondary, special teams. And it was like a narrow, narrow one-point victory for the Eagles. I felt they were just slightly better in terms of their offensive line, their running back, their receivers, their secondary. And it was almost too close to call in terms of special teams play. But I thought the Eagles had a very slight edge over the excellent Kansas City football team. The Chiefs, there's a reason they made it to that game. They are ridiculous. They shouldn't be as good as they are given the pieces that they have. But finally, after a season full of bizarre, unexpected, improbable victories that you could chalk up to either divine or demonic intervention, it caught up to the Chiefs, and they played one of the worst, most humiliating Super Bowl games ever, and me, the lifelong Eagles fan, oh my, I was Vincent Price evil cackling throughout the entire game. It started off with the kind of controversial call that has led many to accuse the Chiefs of being the league's special project. I'm talking about referee interference. It was a terrible call on AJ Brown, but admittedly, the refereeing crew on the next drive gave the Eagles a makeup call. So they traded scoreless drives, and then the Eagles jumped out. They put the first points of the ballgame on the board, 7-0. Their defense shuts down Mahomes again. On the first Kansas City drive of the game, they got a first down. After that, they didn't pick up another one until the start of the third quarter. So this Eagles defense, historic, unbelievable, pressuring Mahomes on 50% of his dropbacks. They never sent a single blitz, so it was just their defensive linemen generating enough pressure to disrupt a future Hall of Fame quarterback. The Eagles go up 10-0, and then on the next Chiefs drive, Patrick Mahomes drops back, he throws a pass over the middle, and rookie cornerback Cooper DeJean, on his 22nd birthday, no less, grabs an interception and runs it 34 yards back to the house to give the Eagles a 17-0 lead, and that is when I knew the game was done. Not because of the scoreline, but because the Chiefs' sideline looked mentally and physically broken. They were in a state of panic, and I just kind of put my hands behind my head, leaned back in my chair, and enjoyed everything that followed, because the Eagles stayed on them. They led, 27-0 at halftime. They had a shutout against one of the best teams, a team looking for their third consecutive Super Bowl, and they blew them out of the water in the first half. We had Kendrick perform at halftime. I thought it was a great performance. Mind you, it was specifically tailored for me as someone who loves Kendrick, hates Drake, and hates the Chiefs. It was an incredible hater display in a game that was all about the power of hate, the power of unmitigated haterism. Second half starts, a little bit of back and forth. Eagles shut down the Chiefs again with just an onslaught of quarterback sacks. I think they had, six in the game, including two series where they had two consecutive sacks. So Mahomes is getting beaten up. Jalen Hurts gets the ball back, and he launches a 40-plus yard touchdown pass to Devonta Smith to make it 34-0, and that was the cherry on top. From there, the Eagles cruised through this game. The Chiefs, I was right. I predicted how many points they would score. I said it was going to be 27-22. Well, the Eagles put up far beyond 27 points, but the Chiefs hit 22 on the dot thanks to two garbage time touchdowns when the Eagles' defense had basically called off the dogs. And with that, a 40-22 victory, the Eagles end what looked to be the greatest run of any single football team in NFL history, and they do so in such a dominating and humiliating fashion that a lot of people are going to question if the Chiefs really were a legitimate dynasty or if it was all some kind of bizarre, fraudulent charade put on by the NFL, especially over the last 2 years with the interjection of Taylor Swift into all aspects of anything Kansas City Chiefs related. I won't go that far. This was a great football team, but they got exposed by an actual elite football team in the Super Bowl on the biggest stage. And what sweet revenge it was for the Eagles, who I think just completed the most remarkable Super Bowl run of all time. So the Eagles played four playoff games, starting with Green Bay, which they won 22-10, so their defense gave up 10 points. The toughest game they would end up having in this entire run was actually the LA Rams, who they beat 28-22, thanks in large part to another outstanding Saquon Barkley game. So that's 50 points scored, 32 surrendered. The following week, they put up 55 points in a single game, winning 55-23 against an outstanding Washington Commanders football team. So that's 105 scored, 55 surrendered. And then against the Chiefs, they give up 22, meaning they've given up 77 points, and they score 40, meaning they scored 145. So they doubled the amount of points given up. They never gave up more than 23 points in a single playoff game. And outside a brief period against the Rams, they never trailed. This is a team that got off to hot starts and dominated thanks in no small part to an outstanding running game and a defense that should be in the running for best all-time, at least in a playoff setting. This was a masterclass by the Eagles, a disaster class by the Chiefs, and I enjoyed each and every single second. And it has finally shown us that you don't need the best quarterback in the league to be the best team. With Mahomes winning two in a row and getting to a third, people assumed you have to have the number one guy to be the number one team. Turns out, for as great as Mahomes used to be, a complete team effort led by an unbelievable defense and a steady, consistent run game is all you need to be the best. Fly, Eagles, fly, second Super Bowl in 7 years, and perhaps the most dominant in over a decade. So yeah, I'm pretty pleased with myself and my team. Okay, now that we've gotten all the sports talk out of the way, let's get back to the tunes. We're going to kick things off with Train Song by Feist featuring Benjamin Gibbard.
Be long. find you alone. It's so many miles and so long since I met you. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. But suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long.
Well, I got in the mail late last night a letter from a girl who found the time to write to her lonesome boy somewhere in the night. She sent me a railroad ticket too to take me to her loving arms in the big steel rail gonna carry me home to the one I love. Well, I've been out here many long days, haven't found a place that I could call my home. Not a two-bit bed to lay my body on. I've been stood up, I've been shook down, I've been dragged into the sand, and the big steel rail gonna carry me home to the one I love. Well, I've been uptight most every night, walking along the streets of this old town. Not a friend around to tell my troubles to. My good old car, she done broke down as I drove it into the ground. And the big steel rail gonna carry me home to the one I love. Well, I look over yonder across the plain. The big drive wheels are pounding along the ground. Gonna get on board and I'll be homeward bound. Now I ain't had a home-cooked meal, and Lord, I need one now. Big steel rail gonna carry me home to the one I love. Well, here I am with my head in the sand, standing on the broad highway. Would you give a ride to a lonesome boy who missed a train last night? I went in town for one last round and I gambled my ticket away. And the big steel rail won't carry me home to the one I love.
10,000 years I've searched, it seems, and now got to get to you. Won't you tell me how?
darling. I'd like to try to read your palm. I used to think I was some kind of gypsy boy. Well, you know that I love to live with you, but you make me forget so very much. I forget to pray for the angels, and then the angels forget to pray for us. So long, Marianne, it's time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all again. We met when we were all as we went kneeling through the dark. Oh, so long, Marianne, time we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all. Your letters, they all say that you're beside me now. Then why do I feel alone? I'm standing on a ledge, and your fine spider web is fastening my ankle to a stone. So long, Marianne, it's time that we began to laugh and cry and laugh about it all again. For now I need your hidden love. I'm cold as a new razor blade. You left when I told you I was curious. I never said that I was brave. Oh, so long, Marianne, it's time we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all. Oh, you are really such a pretty one. I see you've gone and changed your name again. And just when I climb this whole mountainside to wash my eyelids,
On Saturday, March 8 at 7 p.m., join the Agnes Etherington Art Center as they bring back their popular series, Open Secret. In this third edition, the Agnes partners with New York Film Festival, Prismatic Ground, and its artistic director, Inay Prakash, for a screening of five short works by filmmakers exploring the gaps in their relationships to ancestral homelands, including the earth upon which Canada has imposed its borders. From Palestine to Algeria to Haiti to China, the faint outlines of nations dissolve beneath a vivid 16mm overlay of memory and imagination. A Q&A with Prakash will follow the screenings. This event is free and takes place at the screening room. Save your spot today by visiting agnes.queensu.ca.
Hey CFRC listeners, in celebration of International Women's Day, local icon Miss Emily and the Kingston Music Office are hosting an International Women's Day showcase on March 7th at the Broom Factory, with support from your friends here at CFRC. Experience a showcase celebrating the remarkable talents of women and non-binary artists in the Kingston community. Miss Emily will be hosting the night with feature performances from Clara Smallman, Julia Finnegan, Kyra Daniel, and Savannah Shea. Stay for the fireside chat exploring songwriting, creativity, and the challenges of navigating the music industry as underrepresented voices, as well as a showcase of women-led businesses in the Kingston community. It's sure to be the event of the season. Doors are at 7 p.m. and tickets can be found at ticketscene.ca.
You terrify the land, you are pestle and mortar, your first love's new order, Mother Nature's son, king of the Everglades, population one. I write poetry for myself, I write poetry for myself. Up sorrow, I want you to love me. You send me a coffin of roses. I guess that's the way that things go these days. Take pills, for instance. I heard they're no good for you. I won't and I never will. She said,
I won't and I never will. I won't and I never will. And I never will. I won't and I never will. With yourselves, don't be ashamed or disgusted with yourselves. Don't be ashamed or disgusted with yourselves. I thumb through the books on your shelves. 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 Blue eyes.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the Garvin Brothers' newest single, Until We Meet Again, recorded at the Tragically Hip's Bathhouse Recording Studio by Juno Award-winning sound engineer Niles Spencer. The strong and haunting vocals capture the emotion behind losing someone you love. The song was written during a dark time of grief. The lyrics of this track serve as a comfort to anyone who's ever uttered the words, Until We Meet Again. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Until We Meet Again by the Garvin Brothers on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
It should have been me.
Thank you for being
when my body won't hold me anymore, and it finally lets me free, will I be ready? When my feet won't walk another mile and my lips give their last kiss goodbye, will my hands be steady? When I lay down my fears, my hopes and my doubts, the rings on my fingers and the keys to my house, with no hard feelings. When the sun hangs low in the west and the light in my chest won't be kept held at bay any longer, when the jealousy fades away and it's ash and dust for cash and lust, and it's just hallelujah and love and thought, love in the words, love in the songs they sing in the church, and no hard feelings. Lord knows they haven't done much good for anyone. With so much to have and hold. Mm-hmm. When my body won't hold me anymore and it finally lets me free, trade winds take me south through Georgia grain, a tropical rain, a snow from the heavens. Will I join with the ocean blue or run into a savior true and shake hands laughing and walk through the night straight to the light, holding the love I've known in my life, and no hard feelings. Lord knows they haven't done much good for. There's so much to have and hold under the curving sky. I'm finally learning why it matters for me and you to say. Too. For life.
Welcome back. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, and you just heard the Avett Brothers with No Hard Feelings. Love that. Kind of a bittersweet, beautiful country track there. Prior to that, we had Blue Eyes by Destroyer, So Long, Marianne by Leonard Cohen, Love is Everywhere, Beware by Wilco, Call Me, Call Me by Steve Conte and the Seatbelts, Steel Rail Blues by Gordon Lightfoot, Train Song by Feist and Benjamin Gibbard, and we are just about out of time today on our Valentine's edition of the Friday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll be heading on my way shortly. Once again, reminder, slow dance tonight at the Grad Club. There's going to be a ton of CFRC folks there. It's always a great time. If you're interested, you can buy tickets at the door. Come on out, swing on by, have yourself a lovely little evening. And we're going to end off with a couple tracks by some incredible Canadian singer-songwriters. We've got Joni Mitchell coming up. We've got Nemesis coming up. All that and oh so much more. I hope the rest of your day is the best of your day, whether you are with your Valentine's sweetie or flying solo. Have yourself a fantastic Friday. Stay tuned for more great CFRC programming. Friday is a jam-packed lineup. Why would you want to be anywhere else but here?
Just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star, and I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar, on the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada. On it twice. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. You taste so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I drink a case of you, darling, and I would still be on my feet. Oh, I would still be on is touching souls. Surely you touched mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. It tastes so bitter and so sweet. Oh, she said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, would still be on my feet.
Closing another overpass.